And now to Texas, where more than 20 cities and towns are the latest targets of ransomware attacks. Officials from two of the affected cities, Keene and Borger, have spoken out about the attacks. A spokesperson for the Texas Department of Information Resources says there's evidence of one single threat actor. Joining us now by Skype is Eddie Block, former Texas State Chief Information Security Officer. And Eddie, this sounds debilitating for those small towns that don't have sophisticated cyber infrastructure. Can you tell us why we don't know more about which cities and towns since last Friday have been affected?
It's a trade-off, really. I mean, there's a transparency argument to be made. But while cities and towns are still trying to recover, there's the potential of highlighting to other attackers that they may be less resourced than normal, mm-hmm. as they have people that have been working to address the current situation.
What's the first thing some of these municipalities do? What can they do right after a ransomware attack? Is it smart to pay the actors what they're demanding?
It's typically not the best approach to pay the attackers. The FBI has clearly come out against paying ransomware. One thing to keep in mind is that there is no guarantee that you will get your data back after you pay the ransom. The other part is it could potentially put you on a list of victims who are willing to pay, making you, again, a target for the next round of attacks.
Mm-hmm. The mayor of one of the affected cities, Keene, told NPR that the hackers attacked software by an outsourced company, which is also used by other municipalities. Is this a tactic, you think, that these hackers are using to hit as many targets as possible?
Once you're able to find a vulnerability in a software package that may not be as well maintained or has a public vulnerability, that gives the attacker that initial point of entry that then they can use for whatever they need.
Yeah, I'm guessing bottom line, this affects city services. How is this going to affect residents in those cities?
Potentially. I mean, I think we saw in Baltimore where there was a significant impact to the citizens' abilities to pay for municipal services. The real question is the scale of the recovery and how long it takes to come back online.
I mentioned the Texas Department of Information Resources says that there's evidence that this is one single threat actor. Do you have any idea of what type of entity would have a motive to do something like this?
It really comes down to organized crime or a nation state actor.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned Baltimore. There are also other cities across the country that have been attacked by ransomware. What do you suggest municipalities do to prevent this from happening?
So the first thing is ensuring that you've got a quality incident response plan and that plan involves a systematic backup and recovery process that's been tested. A lot of folks will write an incident response plan and then never test it. Mm. So when you look at a small town that outsourced to a vendor, ensuring that that vendor is capable of managing a response like this is really critical.
Hmm. That's Eddie Block, an associate at Foley and Lartner, who served as the Texas State Chief Information Security Officer. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for the thoughtful question.